last time this week. Let's give a massive Tree of Life welcome to Greg Fritz. Doesn't he be awesome?
Thank you. Well, it has been a great conference. Thank you for your attention, your hunger for the word, and for just being such good hosts. I've been treated so well and learned a lot of things English. This is tea, by the way. It's not coffee. Can you believe that? It's tea. And they brought the tea to me, Vaughn did, and she said, is the tea good? And I'm thinking, you tell me. I don't know anything about tea. You're the expert. It tastes great. I was going to do a few things, and then we're going to have some music. I'll finish that. Was that rude? When you get around some polished English folks, it makes you feel a little like you're rough around the edges, you know? I get around Richard, and he's so smooth and polite. And what's that? No? Yeah, I don't know. Let me give you an example. Shall I give you an example? Let me show you the difference here. I'm out in your foyer, your little sunroom, where it's hot, by the way. Do you people not have air conditioning? What is this? Okay, that's a difference you should try. That's really, it's cool. You invented it, yeah. Richard, English did everything. They invented bread, he said. And then they invented sliced bread. I mean, so there's this door over there in the sunroom that has no air conditioning, and it says, there's a sign on the door, okay? Now, this may not be amusing to you, but to me, it's like, are you kidding me? It's a waste of ink. Due to the refurbishment of the Sunshine Preschool building, this door will not be in use until further notice. Apologies for the inconvenience. And I'm like, if that was in America, you know, it would say, keep out. What's with all the verbiage? Are you serious? Just stay out. You got to be polite about that. Due to the refurbishment, I had to look that word up. Somebody said, well, what word would you use? What did I say? No, the refurbishment. Remodeling. Repair. Due to the repair, but no, it's refurbishment. That's what got four syllables. Anyway, I had fish and chips. Yeah. Are any of you from Kenya? Is there anybody from Kenya? Ah, jumbo. I've had ugali, beans, sombe, daga. I like African food. I like English food now. It's all fried. Delicious. Fish and chips. But most of all, just the spirit. It's just a good, there's just such a good spirit. I really have gotten to know your pastor after the spirit, and what a message. That was so good. And it's just wholesome. It's just solid word, and we're gonna follow that message up with action. But I thought I would do this, because it's Saturday, and I've had a good week, and I don't frankly want to preach after that message. I want to spend some time praying. We've talked about it so much, and I gave you those handout sheets with those scriptures. You know, those are pretty self-explanatory. I was going to go over those this afternoon, but you can use them for your own prayer life. Just pray the scriptures. Turn them into prayers. But I had this, you might appreciate this. It's kind of a English-American contrast here, kind of. That's not what it was written for. But anyway, here's what it says. An elderly couple had just learned how to send text messages on their cell phones. Have you heard this? Okay. The wife was a romantic type, and the husband was more of a no-nonsense guy. One afternoon, the wife went out to meet a friend for coffee. She decided to send her husband a romantic text message, and she wrote, "If you're sleeping, send me your dreams. If you're laughing, send me your smile. If you're eating, send me a bite. If you're drinking, send me a sip. If you're crying, send me your tears. I love you." Yeah, sweet, right? The husband texted back to her and said, "I'm on the toilet, please advise." Shall we pray? We ought to be the happiest people in the world. Not because it's mind over matter. We're not trying to escape reality. Reality is, this is reality. Jesus is Lord. The Bible's true. We're going to heaven. Satan's been defeated. Sin has been forgiven. Sickness has been destroyed. And healing is purchased. These are truths. And lest we forget, certainly there's some labor that we've talked about in prayer, but that doesn't outweigh the victory and the joy that we have in relating to God with no guilt, with no condemnation. And that's more important than anything. I say it like this. There's the business of prayer, which we've talked primarily about because that's what I was asked to do this week. The business of prayer, taking care of business in prayer, praying out things, praying for things. But then there's also what I call the pleasure of prayer. And that's where you spend time with the Father. That's when you fellowship with God. When God would walk with Adam in the cool of the day and they would just talk with each other. And if you have to give up the business of prayer to enjoy the pleasure of prayer, by all means do it. Because the most important thing is your walk with God. And if it turns into work, and it's only work, then you're doing something wrong. And one of the reasons that I only gave you scriptures, I didn't give you a formula, is to pray, is because prayer is dynamic. It's a relationship. You can't really put it in a box. And once you do that, you kill it. You kill the life. You organize the life out of it, and it turns into a religious duty. And that's not what we want. If I were to go home and fellowship with my wife and I had it all written out, that'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it? "Hello, Carol. I want to rejoice over the meaning of your name." And then point number two, and then point number three, and then point number four, and this time of fellowship is now over. Thank you for your time. Until tomorrow. It's not like that. You don't go into a relationship or go into a meeting with somebody you love with a script. So we try to not to over script it, but like I said, if you pray in the Spirit, sometimes you may need to focus back in, and we give you these scriptures to give you something to pray with, pray on, stand on, turn into a prayer that's very effective. So just take that for what it's worth. But let's not ever forget the pleasure of prayer and the joy of spending time with God. I know I went through a period of time when I was really burned out. I was really weary. And it took a while to get over it. And I rented a room that I turned into a prayer room. And I'd go up there and pray. And I was just exhausted, you know. And somebody at the church said, found out I was praying, you know, and they said, "Are you praying for the nation?" I said, "No, I'm not praying for the nation." I didn't even pray for the nation. I just went and talked to God. I want to get that in place before I go on to the other. Of course, we could have spent all week talking about that, but don't forget to enjoy God. Because if you don't do that, you miss the whole point. It's about us and God, and then it's about other people meeting God, coming into the family, and it's a relationship. It's a family thing. It should be a fluid thing. Not every, you know, I didn't mean to teach on all this. We're going to have a song here in just a moment. When you go in to pray, you know, it's just like a relationship with a person. Sometimes you go in, and I've gone into my prayer room before, and I didn't even say anything. You said, why not? I didn't want to. And God didn't get offended. You know what I mean? He didn't say, how come you're not talking to me? I'm talking to you. How come you're not talking to me? What are you thinking right now? You know? Do you still love me? You know, I asked my wife that one time, and she just bursted out laughing. It was silent, and I said, do you love me? And she went, why is it not funny when you ask me that? You know. So there's times you go in and you can't stop talking to God. Other times you go in and you just don't say much. It's not always the same. You can't put it in a box just like it's... And the most important things in your life, you don't have to put on a list. You ever notice that? You know where I'm going on Monday? Home. And you know that's the only thing that's not on my list? I never put that on my list. Why? Because if I'm not doing something else, that's where I want to be. So I don't have to put that on the list. And so there's some things, I'm convinced that Paul, he didn't have to put Timothy on the list. Or the Colossians, or the Philippians. Why? They were in his heart. He didn't have to, I need to pray for Tim. No, it was like, I can't not do this. And that's really what we're talking about here. This is a living, breathing thing. It's not a duty. You know how man's able to put everything into a box and make a rule and a religion. And that's, I don't know if we've talked about this, but God bless Larry Lee and what he did for, you know, the world in prayer. But they put the Lord's Prayer on a sheet and told everybody to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and pray this. And man, oh man, it turned into a routine. It turned into a lifeless form. And it was really never meant to be that. Amen. The worst thing you can do is feel your way through Christianity. Us Pentecostals are bad about that, you know. I prayed the other day and I could feel God. Well, good for you, but you know he's there when you don't feel him, right? If you set the bar that high, you're going to think that if you don't have that, it wasn't successful. And that's bondage. When I was Methodist, I grew up Methodist. And I didn't have much knowledge at all, but there was a time or two when I was just a little boy and I prayed until I cried, you know. Went to youth camp, and that's what they thought. You hadn't touched God till you cried. And man, that's tough to live under. You know, I got to go to sleep, but I haven't cried yet. Lord, help me cry so I can get done with this. You know what I'm saying? We were at a youth camp, the only one I went to with that denomination. And are you streaming this? You're not streaming this, right? Oh. There was a certain denomination. And so I went to this youth camp, and there was all us youth there, and we had this campfire every night, and it was like the last night. Nobody had cried. The counselors were nervous. The camp sponsors were, everybody's nervous. So somebody told a story about their grandma dying and put us all over the edge, and all right, now we can all go home. Everybody cried, and God was there. That's just bondage. You don't have to cry. But if you do, that's fine. Just don't expect that every time. You know, eating is life and death. Did you know if you don't eat, you die? But you don't go to the table with that kind of pressure every day, do you? Like, oh, if I don't eat, I will die. But it's true. Isn't it true? If you don't eat, you die. And at the same time, you don't go to the table and think, you know what? if I ate my wife's food and I fell on my face every time we had a meal and crawled up to her and said, honey, this food is for the gods. You have outdone yourself once again. In fact, mortal man is not worthy to partake of this food that you have just cooked. I can't believe what we just experienced at this table. That's a pretty high bar, you know? If I did that, she'd say, would you just shut up and eat your food? Because we're going to do this again tomorrow. And you may not feel that strongly about beans tomorrow. See what I mean? It's just, you don't have to have an out-of-body experience every time you get with God. You don't have to see the third heaven. Leave your body and it doesn't have to be so, but sometimes it is, and that's fine. We're Pentecostals. We like it when the Spirit gets on our flesh. We enjoy that, and we have that opening, that possibility, but it doesn't have to happen. Sometimes you just have to pray and then go about your day. Why? Because God heard me. He's not hard of hearing. He didn't set the bar so high that we can't reach it. There's always should be this baseline of pleasure when it comes to our walk with God, always. And if it starts turning into work, that's just a half step from religion. And we all know that's not the will of God. That's not the way of God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So after that message, I'm going to have the Chris and Vaughn come back. We're going to sing. And I think we should, let's stand up. How many of you are doing good?
Yes.
We'll stand up. We're going to sing a little bit. And we're going to build up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Can we just lift our hands, close our eyes, and just begin to praise? We're in D for the technical. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a sin. What a joy.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of
lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and build up ourselves in our most holy faith. You can continue to play if you will. Ronda na bando fra la bacaraba so caraba shanda la baria toro de vischi fronda bandana ne miando o la mana manske de vidi di ando ramama mana ne miando ro de bascia la barra va be vivi ara ro de bar o ramanske de vischi frando ro de via so bana bando ro de via shara la banda ronda na vidi di ando meme mi ando ro de baschi de vidi di borba ba be be di baia Rossa da bando, frada bagada bando, frada bagada barro di diviando, frada bagada basco di diviato, frada bahaya. Liki fronda bandora manske da basche de vischi, froca da manske de va. Ronda de vidi di andara da baia, roba sciara da banda de via, sciara da bacaia. Rossi chi fronda bababa, roda bababa da boschi di vidi di borraba, vidi andora de via, torra manske de vidi di borraba di vidia. Ronda di viando, frana mando, fridi bando, rebababoro de basse, bare via, torra manso, carabasciara da baba. Roscia la da babbo di via, torre bischi di via, andore le basche di via, do. Ronze che devi schi, froca la manske da via, torre manske di via, torre manske di vischi, froda bababa. Ronde di divini di bambo, ramma me mi via, andore le mansco. Randa la via, andore le via, sciore le vini di baba, mi via, andore le manske di via, torre manske di via. Rossa papà parabassara bassiki, fronda manso, carabasciara da batto, frede bevi via, andore. Rangore de via tormanske de barbe de via dorre baske de vide de barba de via dorre de via barba ronde de vide de barra bascia da bando de via sure de bada la baske de vide di baia o la mando ana mando na na mama mi via dorre na mansko de bibi via dorre de barba bibi dorre de via sure de bando de via tormanske de vide di O la manske de vischi frotta pagana baske de vidi di ba ronda de vidi di borba ba be bibi adorra ba be bibi di barba be bibi di ba ronda de vidi di borba ba be bebero de ba be bibi di ba be bebero de baske de vidi di ba ba ronda de vidi di borba be bibi be de ba be bebero de ba ba be dora de baske de ba be bibi be de barba be bibi di adorra de baske de vidi ya O la manske de vischi frotta bakoro na manske de vischi frotta pagana manske de vidi di baia Ronde de vidi di borbasche de via tormanske de via tormanske de via adoro la barra e via Ronde de vidi di bamba be vidi di andor manske de vidi di banda bronda bamba be vidi bada boske de vidi di barra be vidi di baia O la mamma mana manske de vidi di bonda frada bagana basche de vischi frotta bagana basche de vidi di banda Rosse che ne devischi, froca la manske ne devidi, andor manske ne devia, tor manske ne devaba, bodaba, bebe baha. Ora basca ne devaba, se vede boba, babe bibia, dana basca ne devidi, andore devia, sono de bambo. Ronse che ne vendi, andore de bando, frada bagada bando, freghe baba, bebe bebe de bando. Rosse che ne devidi, prota frana manske ne devischi, prota bagada basca ne debabo. Ola manske di vischi, frotta pagada basche di baba, ronde di vidi di borba, bebe bebe biando, frada bagore di viviando, rapara da basche di vidi di borra, bebe biando, rada banske di vidi di borbando, rada vidianda, ola mamma mamma minian, menske di vidi, bebe biando, rada basche di vidi di ba, ola barabasche di vischi, tapa caramanske di vischi, tapa caramanske di vischi.
Ola mana mimi anda, rama mama ne mimi anda, rona ne mimi anda, frana mama meme mimi anda, orni mama, la prada baskora de vidi di banda, froda baba bibi be baroro de bibi bi atorna mano rama bibi ara baba, la prota baba bibi bibi di babo, skide de vidi di babo, skide de vidi di babo, ronda dana bando, man bebe be bando, fa bam bam bibi bagado bas, skide de vidi di bahara baba, rosa baba bibi bagado baba, skide de vidi di bunda. Rotta la basca dei vischi, frotta pacanava, scivere di bada, ronda di vidi di baba, shara da babi bibi bibiana, ronda da bandora di via, sono da banda di vidi di bandora di vidi di bada, rossa da baba, shara da vidi di baba, sono da bibi di baba, ronda da bandora di vidi di bandora di vidi di bandora di vidi a turbasca dei vidi di borba bibi di baba, alla bara bosca da basca dei vischi, frotta bagana basca dei vidi di baba. Ronda da vidi di bando, frada baba bibi vidi di bando, frada baba bibi ado, frada bando, frada bando, frada bando, frada bando, frada bando, ora man seghe di vidi di borba bibi andora di via to, frada bako, rabassora di vidi di ba. Ronda di bibi di adora da basche di vidi di borba bibi di boschi di banda, rabasche di veschi, frotta bagana basche di baba. Roda da bibi baba, boro da bibi di baba, bibi baba. Ola bana baske de vidi di borba be bibi andore de vidi di borba be de vidi a tor baske de diba randore de banda frana baba be bibi ando frana baba baba de bibi ando ra baba 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 da bando stay with it stay with it ala basho kara basata ra basata bana ora baba baba basara da bakara baba randore de baba bibi bana da baskure de barra baba be de bibi bana da baba rodere de bana da barra be bibi di andore de bando de barra baba 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 baba
Him in English. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 If I was the devil, I would tell people that prosperity is greed. Preaching on prosperity leads to greed and it's unscriptural. And I tell people that healing's been done away with. And I tell people that tongues is the devil. That way you keep people poor, sick, and weak. Thank God for the truth.
Yes.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost praying in other tongues. Use that gift. You've heard the messages on it, but wow, there's nothing like using that gift. Talk about making up the difference. The Holy Ghost can help make up the difference. Pray out your future. Just try it. You'll see that things will just happen in your life and you'll go, I think, you know, that's no coincidence. I think that right there is the result of something God worked out in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I encourage you to use that gift, use that weapon. As I said before, I'll use the clock because I don't want to just pray when I feel like it. But start, just pray 30 minutes in other tongues. Let your mind just fight you. And it will. It'll go everywhere sometimes. And just stay with it. Then go for 45 minutes sometime. Try that. Then go for an hour. Man, it won't hurt you to pray for an hour. When I really need direction from God, and there's only so many ways you can say, Lord, what do I do? 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 How do I do this? You tell people, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. That doesn't do any good. If you'll go pray in the Holy Ghost for 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half,
one of two things will happen. Either you'll hear God tell you what to do, or you'll feel so good you won't care that you don't know what to do. But one of those two things will happen if you pray long enough. I've done it over and over. And it's a great way to go through a transition period or a season in your life where things are changing, you're not sure what's going on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. I don't know what time it is, but I think I'm finished. Amen. Yes. Sure.